Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Because Adulting is Hard podcast. I'm Alita, your host, the owner of the Funky Monkey here in Friendswood. And this is my good friend, Mandy Benedicts, the owner of Rooted Together. And I'm so excited that we get to be back again together. By the time they see this, we'll have released two. So it'll be really exciting. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in your life right now, as far as your business connections. And I know you have an event coming up. So let's talk about that as well.
Right. So, I mean, Rooted Together is designed to bring people together. So we're very excited to be bringing parents together again on April 23rd, we have a parent workshop coming in. It's actually our second one. We had such great feedback and impact from the first one that we're doing it again. So it is for parents of kids of all ages. It is not geared just to teens like our first one was. Right. So we're very excited.
That's one of the walkaways that you took from the first one that you got feedback from. This is not just for teen parents, right?
No.
So what are some things we can expect? I know that connection is going to be the topic of today's podcast, mm-hmm. as well as kind of the connections is going to be in that event as well. So talk to me a little bit about what that is, because last time we talked about impact.
Right.
And now we're talking about connections.
Yeah. What we've learned and what we know just about doing life, and the older we get and do it longer, is you can't impact alone. And the truth of the matter is, life was not designed to be done in isolation. And so I have found myself in the last couple of months talking to many groups, and it keeps coming back to this idea of the importance of relationship and connection. And especially coming off of the last 2 years where we were forced into isolation, and then people got really comfortable in that space because it's just kind of easier to sit with yourself. But it's doing a lot of damage because it is not how we were designed, you know.
It's not how we were designed. And connection through the Rona has become something that has kind of had a light shined on it. One of the key indicators of depression is lack of connection to other people.
Right.
And so bringing them back together. So this parenting workshop that you're going to do, can parents that attended last time come again? Is it going to have a little bit of a different feel? What is that going to look
like?
We're
bringing the same speakers. So we have three experts in these topics that are also parents.
Okay.
So it'll be the same topics. We, of course, have tweaked it and honed it to focus it a little bit more in those areas. So we definitely can have people that have been there before come back. But we are looking at the same topics, the same presenters again, just with a different focus to all parents and not just to teens.
So we'll make sure to hook all of that information up to this podcast so that you can see where you can register, you can do all of those things. So let's get into the kind of nitty gritty.
Yeah.
What do you see in the importance of connections? I mean, we're talking about and we're seeing trends where, oh my gosh, better together is a thing. We've got to do this, we've got to do this. But talk to me about kind of what is your beliefs in this, and what is your connection to Rooted Together as well as community, and where you see yourself going with
that? Yeah, well, I keep going back to this idea. Remember when we were kids and entertaining kids was a lot cheaper and a lot easier? So I think about that connect the dots thing, right? They'd give you a whole bunch of dots on a piece of paper and they were numbered. But until you connected those dots, it didn't make sense. It was incomplete. So we are incomplete without connections, just like that picture is. And the more connections there are, the more dots that were on the paper that you could connect, the more clear the picture was. And so when I think about connections, I think what maybe throws a lot of people off is having a connection with somebody doesn't necessarily mean I have to have a deep relationship with them. I have a circle of a small few people that I have deep relationship with, but I'm connected to hundreds and hundreds, right? And so it's using those connections to help other people. It's loaning them my community that I've been blessed with. It's being open to receive those connections, right? To say, this is what I need. And putting yourself around people that you have that thing in common with. If you're a parent, it's putting yourself around more parents so you realize you're not alone. If you're in business, it's putting yourself around people that are in business, right? And it doesn't mean that you're going to become best friends and spend every weekend together, but it's being connected and understanding that you don't have to figure that out on your own.
And that's huge, because I mean, when you find a place to be plugged in, you were actually just talking about going to church this morning.
Yeah.
And sitting around, especially in a position that you and I are in, that we know a lot of people in the community. Mm-hmm. Those connections are what makes our voice stronger. Mm. That our connections are what what kind of bridges to our calling, you know, in my opinion. I was talking about that with Laura Seifert, you know, how do you find your calling? And she said kind of the same thing, sit with where you are and see what you're good at. So those connections are so huge. So I look forward to seeing what you have to say in this parenting workshop about that.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, church this morning, and the messages are always timely, right? And he said something that has really rung in my ears all day today since I heard it. And he said, we are only as happy as our relationships are healthy. And he said, our vertical relationship with the Lord, if that's something real in your life, our horizontal relationship with people. And I think about some of the unrest that I've been feeling in my own heart these days and mind, and the disconnect between my head and my heart. And the times I've been able to find peace are the times when I connected here through prayer, or connect, and not or, and connected here with people that I knew my heart. And I was able to say, oh, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm struggling with. And they're able to love me in that space, right? And then I walk away feeling so much more peace about something that before, when I was in my own head and alone with, I felt such unrest.
And finding those connections is so important. You know, one of the things that I was like kind of astonished by coming out of the season that we've got is the increase in suicide rate. And there has to be a connection, a lack of connection component there, because we know that when we begin to lose our voice and we begin to have the inability to say things to people because we don't have a common space to be in, we see that type of long-term effects.
That's
so
right.
I'm very proud of you for continuing to go forward with your belief in that you have a calling greater than self, and that making connections is important.
And the last thing I'll say about that is it's twofold. Number one, we've heard it said that you can't pour from an empty cup, that you're no good with to other people if you're empty. But it's also true that if you're walking around with a full cup because you've been blessed with so many connections and so much wisdom, and you don't share that with anybody, that doesn't impact either, right? So it's being open for connection to happen with you, but also open to share with people, to find the people that need connection and at least offer that space. And I'll end with a quote from Mother Teresa. You know, she said, the reason we don't have peace in the world is because we've forgotten that we all belong to each other. And it takes it back to this connection between peace and connections. We don't have peace because we've forgotten that we all belong to each other, right? And I think that's something to remember. And that's what we're going for with these parenting conferences, is putting parents in a space together, figuring out what we don't know together, so that when we know better, we can do better.
And finding a common place where it's okay to talk about those
things.
That's right. I'm so grateful for your willingness to come on here and share about connections, because connections mean everything to me. And it's what I continue to build the Because Adulting is Hard platform on, is my ability to connect with the communities and connect with people that I know that have important things to share.
That's right. Thank you.
So thanks for doing this. And we will see you again shortly. And in the meantime, we will connect you to that event up top. Have a great day, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.